the first 13 verses today. Now as they spoke to the people, the priests, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, being greatly disturbed that they taught the people and preached in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. They laid hands on them, they put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. And it came to pass on the next day that their rulers, elders, and scribes, as well as Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the family of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked them, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus. Before Pentecost, the disciples, the apostles, were harmless and almost useless to anybody but Jesus. He is the one who called them. As a matter of fact, we see in some of the stories when they fished all night and they caught nothing. I wouldn't want to go fishing with them, would you, Stanley? Would you want to go with somebody who don't know how to catch a fish? I'm like, wait a minute. One time I went to Maine with 5 good friends. We went for 3 days. We caught 1 fish each. And we had guides helping us. I thought the first thing we should have done was ditch the guides and go catch the fish ourselves. But it was a part of a trip, and they'd paid for it. I just had to show up. I followed that guide for 3 days, and I kept asking them, "How come we're not catching fish?" It was just no fun. These disciples were a little bit like that. How many times did Jesus say, "You're on the wrong side of the boat"? But we know that the Lord knows more than where the fish are. He knows where the souls are, doesn't he? So he knows how to catch souls. So they're preaching. They are speaking, it tells us in Acts chapter 1. As they're speaking, as they spoke, the priests, the captains, the Sadducees, they came upon them. I am convinced that one person filled with the Holy Spirit, witnessing for Christ, does the whole world good. But as you speak, even as you are proclaiming the good news, the enemy is working in preparation for his attack. So the BDU, the battle dress uniform, is necessary for all who would witness for Christ. And that's why Paul says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." And it's a reminder that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. I have to report, you don't need to worry about persecution, because God knows when it's going to show up. He is preparing you by your obedience. God is capable of dealing with every trap and snare and conspiracy the enemy sets. But we need to speak the truth every chance we get. Take full care to give an answer with the opportunities when they appear, because the enemy would not want you to do that. Be the light. tell the truth about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Elders in this story were the head of the families. The scribes were the teachers of the law, and the chief priests were simply the members of the Sanhedrin. And we find out that they're the ones who were disturbed because the disciples taught the people. The disciples, the apostles, were not legitimate teachers of the law. The religious leaders were teaching at this time Jesus was a man. He was crucified and buried, and the apostles were liars who took the body of Jesus and hid it. That's what they were teaching. And now they're standing in the temple proclaiming Jesus is alive. His resurrection has occurred. The resurrection of Jesus was particularly problematic to the Sadducees, because the Sadducees didn't believe there was a resurrection. They didn't believe there were any angels. They didn't believe there were any spirits. They had neglected their responsibility to teach the people at the temple gates. And here we find the servants of Jesus not only teaching to the people who were disenfranchised and not welcome into the temple, but they were blessing them. And now that was causing a problem, wasn't it? There was unrest. The servants of Christ are often in trouble because of the work of faith. Have you noticed that? You probably get trouble at work because of your love for people, won't you? You'll probably be pointed out because sometimes even wicked men escape and are often freed if they are caught. It's hard for me to wrap my mind around that, that this group of people were willing to let Barabbas, a murderer, free, so that they could kill an innocent man, a man proven innocent by Pilate, had to be put to death, but a murderer. It's an amazing concept when we see what's happening. The people who never speak out about evil, the evil even they have witnessed, are willing to broadcast the faults and the acts of people who are good and kind. Does that amaze you? They won't say one bad thing a wicked person has done, but they don't mind talking about the people of God, about all the evil they're committing. The wicked part is by helping others. It's part of a challenge. The priest, the captains of the temple, and the Sadducees arrested them quickly. They put their hands on them, and they put them in custody. It was already evening. This church lasted from about 3 in the afternoon till 6 o'clock. It was already after dark. And I'm almost convinced that this service was going to go on all night long until they came and arrested the speakers. And that's what they were concerned about, because the good news was being preached. The good news is after this long day, there was a man who was healed. They preached for hours. Now they are arrested and they were sitting in jail. The good report is there were many who believed. If I keep preaching and if I keep encouraging others and encouraging you to share the good news where you live and work and have your being and where you go to the hospitals and where you do your shopping, that we can share this good news, and every once in a while a miracle will be provided. And if you need somebody to help you tell the gospel story, take Landon with you. Sometimes I think he preaches better than I do anyhow. At least sometimes he has a bigger following than what I do. But the miracle is simply a sermon aid. So the next day, the rulers, the elders, and the scribes, they showed up. And I want to remind you that these people were the ones who were willing to put Jesus to death, an innocent man. I don't think they had any problem. I don't think they were having any problem trying to get rid of these apostles, do you? I don't think they were going to be righteous this day. I don't think they were worrying about following the law and carrying that out. These are the same men who condemned Jesus. This was not supposed to go well for the apostles. I don't know if it's hard for you to wrap your mind around this concept, but persecution is not a new thing to the church or Jesus. He was persecuted his entire life, wasn't he? And the church has been persecuted since the day it was born. It began, as a matter of fact, before the church was born. Listen to what John writes in Revelation. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. The devil has come down to you having great wrath because he knows that he has a short time. It is the devil's idea to treat the people who are in the custody of the world so badly that the other believers won't preach. Do you see as part of his control? I can't punish everybody. He can't be everywhere at one time. But what he can do is punish people severely, one at a time, hoping others will get the message and stop proclaiming the good news. But we're not going to stop. We're going to continue to proclaim the good news because God has already prepared us. The only question they ask, by what power or by what name have you done this? Notice they didn't ask, how did Jesus come back from the dead? They didn't ask about Jesus risen. They wanted to know, what name are you using? Because if they said the name they believed they were going to say, they could put them to death for the same reason they put Jesus to death. They had the plan worked out. But I am glad to report to you that the Holy Spirit can help you. Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit, rulers of the people, elders of Israel. This is a special application of wisdom and strength. It's a power for the crisis when you're in the midst of the conflict. And Jesus said these words, but when they arrest you and deliver you up, do not worry beforehand or meditate what you will speak, but whatever is given you in that hour, speak that, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And then Peter gives us 3 points. The miracle was done in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who they had crucified. See how the world treats Jesus? They crucified Jesus. God raises him from the dead. The world will penalize and punish, but God lifts us up. And even that song, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. It's amazing that the house of the builders, they were building God's house, but they rejected the best stone of the temple because they didn't believe that it had a purpose because God made it. That was the second point Peter was making. The third point is there's only one name where salvation can be found. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ proves I'm right. That's what he was saying. These 3 points, the miracle was done in Jesus' name. You builders of the temple have rejected the best stone that was ever handed to you. And there's only one name where salvation can be found, and we can prove it. Jesus is alive. Well, there's our time. I hope this has encouraged you a little bit. I hope this truth, share this good report with others. Let them know that Christ is able to help us whatever the cost, whatever the time, whatever the predicament. The Lord can bless you. Let me pray. Father, I thank you for bringing us here in this date and time and this season to hear the word of God. I thank you that we are on a series so that when we stop, it is not a sudden slam on the brakes, but it is hopefully an anticipation as we move forward on this journey that your will is being done, that your kingdom has come, your will is being done on earth just like it will in heaven. Thank you for these listening ears. Thank you for this clay vessel. But most of all, thank you for the message that we get to proclaim and for the ears that hear the truth of the gospel. So help us, if there's one who need to be saved today, that they would cry out and ask for redemption. If there's one who would love to know the power of the Holy Spirit embracing their life and cleansing them from all unrighteousness, may they declare and let their petition be known unto God, who is able to complete the work that he has started. Before I say the final amen, is there anyone I could pray for? Anyone, just raise your hand. God bless you. I see those hands. Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone need to join me around the altar as I say this benediction? If you would make your way to this altar today, we will pray together before you leave this sanctuary, and that you might know all that God has promised. Lord, thank you for those who have responded today by raising a hand. You know what is behind that raised hand. You know the needs that are represented. And now would you take us from here to where you need us to be? Let us be instruments of mercy, love, and grace, and shine as stars in the universe. Let us be the light of the world that you have declared that we are able to be. And may we walk in peace. Peace that the world cannot take away. And we pray that there might be peace in Jerusalem. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.